Welcome to Ascension 17, the podcast to assist you in ascending your personal limitations in order to reach your full potential as a sovereign spiritual being of light. Sponsored by ascension17.com, the place to go for ascension guidance, training, and healing. And now here's your host, Cynthia Clark, spiritual intuitive.
Hello, everybody. This is Cynthia Clark, and I am here with Kona. This is my little cavalier, King Charles. And thanks for joining me today for this anger detox. I feel like we definitely need some anger detoxing. So thanks for joining me today. So I want to go over today some things. Why do we get angry? What does anger have to do with what we're doing on the planet and how it's a distraction? And also we're going to do a little detox. I'm going to also show you how it shows up in the hands. So I actually wanted to show you this spoon. I bent this spoon myself, by the way. So this goes to show you how much power that you have when you put your mind to something. So a lot of times we think, well, one person can't really make that big of a difference, and that's actually not true. There have been group meditations done where the collective has actually been able to change the reality in the world. So they did a study with over 7,000 people meditating all at the same time, and they reduced the crime and violence by 70%. So the work of Lynn McTaggart, I don't know if you've heard of her, but she has also studied this type of effect in even smaller groups. So I'm hoping that today we can do a little anger detoxing together and it'll make a big difference. So I just did a meditation and we're going to bring in some beautiful crystals. And I also brought my crystal bowl. This one helps with the anger energy as well. So let's go ahead and just clear it right now. Let's open it up. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. I want you to take a look at your own hands, and we're going to look. Kona is literally licking my chrysicola necklace. He's such a cutie. He's so fun. So we're going to look at the Mars section of your hands, because that's the area where anger is located. Also, you want to look at the coloring. If you have any red coloring in your hands, that is an indication of anger. It also represents somebody who's trying to gain more power. So if you're seeking more power or control, you may have red show up in your hands. And I think of all of this as fire energy too, right? Sometimes people will have really deeply etched lines, and sometimes red in color. Those will also represent the fire energy. And then we've also got, when you think about the size of the mount, so we're looking at Mars, which is located right above the thumb. And a mount is just a little, like, a bubble section of your hand. So when you look at it kind of sideways, it'll just puff up a little bit. So if this section is puffing up, that is good. But we want to make sure that it doesn't puff up too much, because that's going to show excess anger energy. Also, you want to look at the lines inside this mount. If you've got a really strong line, we call that a Mars line, it's going to be inside of the lifeline, which is the main line that runs down your hand. And then the Mars line will run on the inside of that. And sometimes that line will be excessively long, and it will show somebody who is competitive, okay? So that's something for you to look at. And then we also want to take a look at the rest of the mount. So we look at the water quadrant of this mount, and this is known as our Mars heart chamber. So there's different sections, not only of the hand that can be divided into the four elements, but we can also divide different mounts into the four elements as well. So if we turn, if we look at our palm and we look at the section here, we want to look at this, what's called the water quadrant, which is going to be the farthest one away from the thumb. And if that section has little horizontal lines running through it, then that's a sure indication that you have some blockage in your Mars heart chamber. And we also have a challenge line that can show up called the Mars challenge line. And it will originate also from this Mars region, and it will run all the way across the hand to Pluto. This is your Pluto mount on the far side of the hand, and it will show up as a challenge line. All the lines actually can change in the hands, so it is something that can occur based upon your own emotions and how, you know, you're reacting to things. So we definitely want to take a look at that. So behind me, I've got a program running. This is called the Trinfinity 8. It's running these fractals. There's a process called fractalization that actually helps you open up your brain and your different parts of your brain. So we definitely want to do that because it helps to bring in the energy that we're working on. It uses a computer algorithm, and it also uses crystal rods. Speaking of crystals, I wanted to show you the three crystals that we're going to be working with today. And this is going to go into our meditation. The first one is rose quartz. So rose quartz is a beautiful pale pink color, helps to dissipate anger, and it also brings in the energy of forgiveness. So if you need to forgive someone or something, or even yourself, this is a really good one to do. We've also got chrysocolla, which is also what I'm wearing as my necklace today. Chrysocolla is a beautiful kind of bluish green crystal. And this one helps to calm the fire element. So if you have an excess fire element, this one is really good for that. And it's got reminds me of the ocean a little bit, or the sea. It's a beautiful crystal, very calming and relaxing. And then we've got pearl, which is right here. And of course, and I've also got pearl earrings on today. So the pearl represents purification. It's going to help purify our emotions and bring us back into calm, peaceful, trusting energy, which of course we need to do. And so that is the pearl. And then we've got, I always bring in the blue rose, which is the energy of beauty, strength, and healing. And this symbol is something that I've been seeing a lot of lately. It definitely is a Pleiadian symbol, and it also connects with Mary Magdalene. So it's a symbol that I've just personally been seeing now for well over a year, I would say. So its energy feels really good, and it's going to help us in today's healing. So I want you now just to relax, and we're going to just close your eyes if you want to. I want you to envision a rainbow cloud coming down, and it's something that you can hop onto. It's solid enough that it can hold your energy. And I want you to think about just stepping onto this cloud. And we're going to go up, 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 up into the sky. Think about the beautiful rainbow cloud supporting you and your energy. And we're going to go all the way up to the Crystal City. The Crystal City is the place where we go in between our lives, and we can also go there in meditation. I want you to think about being there, holding that space, and really being in that energy of love and support. Go all the way up to the Crystal City. And when you arrive, you can step off of the rainbow cloud. And we're going to walk over to a beautiful empty pool, and we're going to fill up this pool with the crystal energy. So I want you to think about that rose quartz, and I want you to place that rose quartz in a liquefied form, turn it into a liquid, place it into the pool, see it pouring into the pool, the beautiful energy of the rose quartz. I want you to continue to feel calm and relaxed. I want you next to take the energy of the pearl. I want you to liquefy the pearl and pour its essence into the pool. Mix it together with the rose quartz. Next up, I want you to take the energy of the chrysocolla. I want you to liquefy the energy of the chrysocolla and put it in the pool. Bring in that beautiful blue-green energy, mix it with that beautiful pink, that soft pink, and that beautiful pearl, milky white. And we're going to mix all of those together. Next up, I want you to think about bathing in this pool. You can get a washcloth if you want, and you can just drip it onto your body. Think about it cleansing all of the anger that you're holding, that you no longer need or want. Think about it moving and cleansing all through your body, connecting with every cell in your body. Holding the energy of love, peace, calm, stillness. We're going to add in the blue rose. Bring in the blue rose too while you're cleansing. Feel the blue rose energy liquefy and go into the pool. Feel its healing blue. Calm that fire energy. Feel it really penetrating every cell. Now I want you to think about going into this cleansing energy. Bathe your entire body in it. Feel it pouring all over you, cleansing and detoxing all the anger. We're going to spread this energy out from the Crystal City, and we're going to spread it out all over the planet. Feel it trickle down. Pour the energy out of the pool as if it's overflowing. Let it flow out of the pool and let it go down, 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 down to the earth. Let it fall onto the earth and spread all over the planet. This beautiful crystal healing elixir, and let it spread everywhere. Take a deep breath in, hold that energy. Feel it spreading to any particular person who you feel could use it, anyone who you know who is holding anger energy, feel this beautiful healing elixir go to that person and cleanse them. Any area in the planet that is holding excess anger, maybe in your own town, maybe in your own house, feel this healing energy pour into any space to clean and clear. Let it spread all over. Feel the energy of love. Feel the unconditional love of my puppy, Kona. Feel his love spread all through your body, all through the planet. Dog energy is so loving. It's unconditional love energy. It's very, very healing. Yes, here he is. Yes, feel his energy. When you're ready, we're going to bring our attention back to the cloud, the rainbow cloud. Go ahead and hop on the cloud after you feel like everything is cleansed the way you need it to be cleansed. And we're going to come back down off of the cloud, down from the crystal city. Feel yourself descending back to your room where you're in. Feel the healing energy. And when you're back, you can go ahead and open your eyes. And here we are. We're back. Okay, so hopefully that was helpful for you. This Trinfinity is going to continue to do its thing while we are wrapping up. Energy is non-local, by the way, so we don't have to be in this room for it to work and be effective. The same with the crystals. You can connect to crystals energetically. So if you feel like, you know, I don't have one of these crystals. Maybe I don't have a rose quartz, or I don't own a chrysocolla. That's okay. You can connect energetically to any of the crystals, and you can connect to their energy, and you can call on them to assist you. So, if you need to call on pearl energy, all you have to do is envision the pearl and say, "Pearl, I call on you. Please ascend to your highest vibrational capacity." And then you can start to connect to it, and it's vibration. Everything is vibration, everything is energy. So just like with the spoon, you know, I altered its energy through intention. Okay, so this is how the universe really works, is if we use our intention, then we can create a change in the world. So this is, you know, and one person really can make a difference. A lot of times we think we can't make a difference as one person, and that's not true. I would highly recommend that you stop focusing on negativity, on what I call the weapons of mass distraction, because those really do, they expand, okay? So when you think about how does the universe work, what you focus on expands. So if you're constantly focusing on anger, what you're mad about, or what's not right in the world, what is that going to create? It's going to create more of the same. So it's very important that we focus on what we want to create. If we want to create more peace in the world and more harmony in the world, we need to focus on that. And we need to embody that, right? We need to be in that space. We need to be that calm, centered energy ourselves. And if we take even just a few minutes a day to do this, and if we do it collectively as well, it can really make a difference in the world. So my plan is to start doing some more of these collective healings. And I'm certainly open to different types. We can focus on anything that you're struggling with. I've also created a whole new membership I call the Blue Rose membership. So if you're interested, just go to my website, ascension17.com, and you can check it all out. But I include weekly palmistry and tarot readings and weekly healings using the Turnfinity and our intention. So I'm really excited to share all of this with you, and I hope this is super helpful. I hope you're feeling more peaceful. So thank you. Thank you for joining me today. Hopefully you got to see little Kona. He's my cutie. He's almost 4 months now. He's such a good meditator too, by the way. He's just so good. And he brings in his loving energy every time. So I'll keep working on this. This is the first time I've done on Instagram. I've done live streams on YouTube and on Facebook before, but never on Instagram. So hopefully this will work out. But we'll keep trying. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me. And I wish you nothing but peace and love and harmony and trust in your world. And I look forward to connecting with you again really soon. So have a beautiful day. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to Ascension 17. Are you interested in ascending your personal challenges and limitations? Are you seeking a higher perspective for your life so you can reach your full potential? Just go to ascension17.com and sign up for your free Palmistry Heart Chamber report to discover a new way to free yourself from emotional limitations.